First of all, I'd like to hear about how your family came to El Paso.
My father was from a Kansas family, Fort Scott, Kansas, which was right on the railroad main line from Kansas City to Tulsa. Mm-hmm. Fort Scott was an overnight stopover for crews. So all of his many of his family were involved in railroading. And he also came down about 1918 or 19 in the AT&SF Railroad, and then switched over to Southern Pacific and quit that to homestead in the valley here. Mm-hmm. About 1920. My mother's family was also Midwest based, but then traveled to Colorado. My grandfather was a farmer and then came down to New Mexico. My mother by that time was had done school teacher preparation in Silver City, and then came down, was teaching in the Gadsden, what is now the Gadsden School District, and met and married my father here, 1922. So that's how mm-hmm. they came to the valley.
Mm-hmm. And you were born when?
In El Paso.
Mm-hmm. And what year?
1924.
Uh-huh. And can you tell me a little bit about your education?
All the way through master's degree, two master's degree, one mm-hmm. in guidance and counseling, one in special education. So I've had a considerable background. In my elementary school years here at Cañutillo, at that time the county school system had only 7 years of elementary. Then you got bused into El Paso High for high school. Mm-hmm. That put you about a year younger than a lot of the city kids. But then after graduation, went on to Texas College of Mines and Metallurgy. My first degree was 1948, the last year that it carried that name.
No.
Then it changed to Texas Western College, mm-hmm. and then to University of Texas at El Paso.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my master's degrees are UTEP, University of Texas at El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
So riding the bus to El Paso, nowadays they say, oh, you can't do that to children, make them go so far to school. But for us, because we lived a rather isolated farm life,
mm-hmm.
It was a part of our social life to get on the bus at 7 in the morning and visit with our friends and then have a day of high school, ride home, by which time you could have your homework done if you were so inclined. But it was in no way was a hardship.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great convenience to the parents, I think, to have their kids picked up and taken to the big city high school.
Sure.
So that was a fun part. Mm-hmm. The only thing we missed out on was some of the extracurricular things that, you know, you'd have to stay after school for. I stayed after school, though, for I was in band and played tennis, and many's the day that I waited till about dark, and my father would come in and pick me up to mm-hmm. bring me home, because I'd had things to do after school.
Mm-hmm.
So most kids, with their parents' assistance, could do as much in the high school as the as any of the students.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Could you tell me a little bit about your mother's and your father's education?